Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Chemmetrics University Coffee Break webinar number 22 from Tuesday, November 30th, 2010. We'll talk about three tips for social media marketing and ROI trends for 2011. On the first link here, you can go and check the slides, also listen to the podcast and view this webinar or this video again. I'm Ersi Gattaker, I'm the host and I'm the CTO of Chemmetrics and Sitetrap Labs. We have delivered social media marketing solutions to marketing tools to all kinds of organizations, including the Financial Times, Carrefour, Migros, and so forth. And we ultimately help them improve their customer relationship management, beat their competition, and close more business. We also have software as a service with mycometrics.com, which allows you to benchmark your blog and compare it to its competitors. Get over there, check it out, register, it's free, and give your blog a benchmark assessment. Now, the example I want to show to you is from the US Food and Drug Administration. It wanted to find a way to use social media to reach its targeted audience very quickly. What we came up with was to use the Twitter account so you can reach the targeted audience. It's very well done because it only focuses on product recalls, nothing else. So sometimes it can happen that one or two days you have no tweets, but when they come, people watch and people are really careful and check out what they have to do. So this is a very successful application. My objective for today is walk you through this and help you get a better understanding on how you can use and leverage social media marketing, in particular the Twitter, blog, and Facebook, etc., to leverage it for your company. And of course, I'd appreciate if you talk to us because we can help you and we'd love to do some business with you. So what matters? Three gold nuggets for today: the average revenue per user customer, law of diminishing returns, and the KISS principle, which you really have to live by. The average return per user, or ARPU, if you like abbreviations, that is, you look at the client, you look at the member, the supplier, or the employee. If you're the Red Cross, you look at donations. If you're at Amazon, you look at sales return. And if you're another kind of retailer like Armani, you look at the request for more infos that come through when people call, when people visit your webpage, or when they are a fan on Facebook. So you need to kind of get a handle on this. And there is no uniform solution to this. You need to find the one or two which are best for you. The second one is rule of diminishing returns. You're going to have to go on the learning curve here, and someplace somewhere you can invest a lot of more time, but it doesn't help. We, for instance, use about 20 minutes, 30 minutes in early in the morning to address the Twitter, Facebook, and Xing discussion group, our social media monitoring discussion group on Xing. I hope you can join it if you haven't already. And then we address the return on investment issue because we limit the time. So we don't want to spend more time. We may spend some time in the evening to do the blog, but you can't do everything all the time because otherwise you don't get your work done. So you have to find where this curve levels off for you. You have to find it out and test it. And the third one is you have to do a KISS. So if I get an email from you that invites me to download a paper, please don't give me something like this where I have to fill out a form and then you actually require me to choose a state where I live in, even though I'm not in the US. And on top of that, I need to justify why I'm sending you this message with the yellow text I put in below. Keep it simple, stupid, okay? And don't get people upset because the customer doesn't want to waste time. So one last thing, focus on the trends regarding your average return per user, or ARPU. Rate of diminishing return, find yours now, please. Where's the best way to spend your time and get the biggest bang for the buck? And keep it simple, stupid, or KISS your client. To go back to the FDA recalls, we have a city called St. Gallen, which didn't focus as much as the FDA recalls. They tweeted for everybody everything, and that makes it more difficult for people because I may want to have a tweet regarding cultural events in your city, but I don't want it to have to intermingled with others which are about taxes or about the council or doing something or whatever. So focus, focus, focus. Narrow it down, okay? One more thing The next webinar will be on December 14th. You see the links here. You can check it out. If you want to get the email with it or whatever, just send me email on this address below here. And we'll make sure that you get it via email so it's easy for you to attend next time. Thank you very much for having been with us today. And I hope to see you next time, December 14th. Please mark your calendar. Good afternoon. Thank you.